cheek and I'd bite my tongue and I didn't know how to talk correctly.
Today, we'll uncover the top three frustrations that our patient Alex has about his dental implants 6 months in. Before we hear more, I know that many of you watching may be thinking, what is the cost of dental implants? So check out the dental implant cost guide in the description below. Let's start at the very beginning with frustration number three that has to do with surgery. What was the one thing that you really didn't like about your dental implant surgery?
I would say that the number one thing that I did not like about my surgery was the fear. I had shopped around so many places trying to see what it was going to be like. And every time I heard things, it was like, oh, it's going to take forever. Oh, you're going to have to wear temporaries. Oh, you know. And I already am a big fear of dental work. So going in, trusting someone to knock me out and then wake up somehow with teeth, I didn't know what to expect.
I can imagine that not knowing is probably the biggest thing when it comes to fear. Did you also have frustrations or fear about the pain that would accompany the surgery?
Yes. I would say one of the big things that I was afraid of with the pain was that I had been in pain for so long with broken, damaged teeth, missing teeth. And the idea that someone else was going to be poking around in my mouth, making even more pain or, you know, healing from all this damage, I was not looking forward to it.
Well, you obviously went through surgery. How did that go for you? Was it scary? Was there pain? Tell us about your experience.
So I came in very skeptical, hearing about 24-hour new teeth. And when I went in for the surgery, I was sat down. I was made prepared. Next thing I know, I was waking up and I was in very little pain or a little discomfort, swelling and bruising, but I was very surprised. I was very happy, happily surprised.
That's amazing. And I know from talking with patients that it's going to be a different experience for everyone, right? Everyone has different levels of pain tolerance or different sensitivities, but I've talked to a lot of patients who have told me something similar to what you're saying, which is that it was less pain than they thought it was going to be. And I feel like even though for you that was a frustration, it sounds like it wasn't really a frustration after all.
To be honest, correct. I would say that while I had a preconceived idea of what I was going to be in for pain and bruising and swelling. When I woke up and a few days afterwards, after even getting my implants in, I was very surprised how little pain I was in.
That's awesome. Well, on the flip side, is there something that you did like about your dental implant surgery?
Yes, I would say that one of the big things that I absolutely loved about the surgery was how quick everything was. I mean, you know, you hear 24 hours and you think, well, sure, 24 hours, maybe to get them out. No, I had my new teeth in and I had a brand new Nuvia smile ready to go with these teeth. And it was life altering. It's one of the biggest things that's ever going to happen to me in my life, I think.
Let's talk about the care that you got with your dental implant procedure. And you told me that you researched a ton of different places and you actually went to several different offices and had some consultations with different places. Some places had very different procedure methods than what you ended up getting, which was the permanent teeth in 24 hours. What was it about Nuvia that made you so inspired or impressed or comfortable to move forward with?
After my consultation, we spoke with someone about the cost and the breakdown and making sure that I was a qualified candidate. I was suggested to join the Nuvia Smile Maker Club. And I checked that out on Facebook. And I saw people's testimonials, pictures, videos. And it made me realize that, you know, these people do care. They are here for us. They were a team. Everyone was doing something in the office. And that made me feel a lot more at ease knowing that it wasn't just one person doing everything. Every aspect of it was someone there caring. But when I went into that surgery room, there was a bit of trepidation. But when I saw the surgeon, I saw the nurses, I saw the attending people there, everyone was ready to go. And they made sure I was comfy and ready and no stress. as I was getting prepared. It really put my mind at ease.
That's awesome. That's so awesome. So a little bit of fear and trepidation about surgery and the idea of pain. That was a huge frustration for you. But in the end, those fears were kind of put to rest once you met your team at Nuvia and you felt really comfortable with your experience because you felt like you had a team of people behind you.
That's correct. Yeah. The moment that I felt that I had everybody's support and everybody was there to make sure that everything was done correctly and successfully in the most comfortable way possible, I was fully on board. There was very little stress, very little worry.
Well, let's move on to your big frustration number two, the dental implants themselves. Alex, what was the big struggle you had in the early stages of getting your dental implants?
I would say one of the biggest frustrations that I've had since getting the dental implant was readjusting everything. You have to understand, when you have these new Nuvia teeth in your mouth, your tongue doesn't know where to go. It's a whole new home. And so there's definitely been times, there was times at the beginning where I had a lisp and I'd bite my cheek and I'd bite my tongue and, you know, I didn't know how to talk correctly. And so it was a little frustrating.
Let's talk about having a lisp because you sound great today. I don't hear any sort of a lisp at all. If someone's meeting you for the first time, I actually think you sound like a professional radio announcer. Like you sound amazing. So, you know, you had a little bit of a lisp, you're telling us, when you first got your teeth installed. When and how did that lisp go away? Did you like do some sort of like exercises or something?
So the easiest thing, and I'm very grateful for Nuvia to provide this, when we first exited after getting my new teeth, I was given a worksheet of different phrases to go over. And I mean, it sounds silly. You're sitting there talking about like the quick brown fox jumped over the lazy fence. And I'm like, you say this stuff every day. Like, you're not going to say this on your everyday, but it helps retrain your mouth so that you can speak without that lisp or biting your tongue every other minute. And because of those phrases that Nuvia provides, it's a lot easier to speak with it, to eloquate my sentences a lot easier for folks.
Okay, Alex, I got to ask you to say that tongue twister again, because I don't even think I could say it.
It's the quick brown fox jumps over the lazy fence. It's the one sentence that uses every letter in the alphabet, if I remember correctly.
No way. The quick brown fox jumps over the lazy fence.
Yes, that is the that's the sentence. Yeah. There you go.
Well, yeah, I don't hear a lisp at all. About how long was it before your lisp kind of tailed off?
So I'll be honest, the lisp, it did take a little bit for me. That's just my own experience in this. I would say it's only because I feel like I've always got a dry mouth. And so it kind of gets into the way of things. But everyone's experience is going to be different.
I do think having a small lisp at first when you get your new permanent teeth is normal. Because as you mentioned, Alex, your tongue is, it's got a new home and it's trying to figure out where it can go and how it can move. And it may not have the free rein it used to have. In your case, you went from having very damaged, broken, missing teeth to now having a beautiful set of functioning teeth. And your tongue has just needed a little time to find its way around, right?
Exactly. It just takes a little bit of time finding out, you know, how easy it is to speak, and as your implants settle in and get, you know, comfy, so does your tooth, so does your mouth, and so does your tongue. And from there, it makes it a lot easier to speak. And I mean, I do speaking for quite a lot of my day, so I need that ability.
Not only did dental implants for you give you a new look, you look incredibly handsome, and your smile is really beautiful, but it also helped, I'm sure, with your day-to-day interactions with your coworkers and your confidence there, huh?
That is an absolute truth. When I came into work finally with my new teeth in, it was beyond entertaining to watch people's reactions because I smiled for the first time. And my coworkers were like, you have teeth, you have a big old smile. And I'm like, yeah, I do. one of the other big things, like one of the major confidence boosting things, I was beyond impressed with how strong these are. These guys are made out of zirconia. It's an extremely strong material used for dental implants. And when eating, oh man, I'm very, very happy about what I can do with these now.
Well, you sound happy. However, this brings us to your number one frustration, which has to do with eating. So what struggle did you face with your dental implants and eating again?
I will say one of the biggest and like the first frustrations that I've had with eating with these new Nuvia teeth, that's going to be the small foods. Now, I don't have a big gap under the implant itself, but say like rice and salad are like the two banes of my existence right now when it comes to foods. Because you have to sit there and use like a toothpick or something to kind of push it out of the way so you can get it in the back of your mouth or swallow it or get rid of it. You know, there are going to be the struggles of things, small bits of food getting stuck by either the implant or behind it or, you know, down at the gum line. The easiest thing that I've found is maintenance. You know, brushing your teeth, of course. We got to make sure these things are gorgeous and pristine for years and years to come. Things like flossing, slipping the floss underneath your implant or the water pick. I'll be honest, I only recently just got a water pick, but it's an experience in itself, feeling the jet of water, and it cleans out everything. And you feel fresh, you feel comfy again. Also, adapting. After first getting them, soft food diet. I mean, you go from wanting a burger, all these other yummy things, soups, applesauce, and protein shakes.
I will say I have been learning a lot though about soft food diets. And if you can cut it with that plastic fork, you can technically eat it. And recently a patient shared that they actually stewed meat in like a crock pot. And because it was so moist, they were able to like cut it with the fork and like do like tuna fish sandwiches and even ribs. Like they just took the fork and like shredded it off the bone. So patients do need to be creative, but I think in your scenario, it doesn't hurt also to just play it safe with things that are very easy to eat, right? Oh, like mashed potatoes, sure. Ice cream, applesauce, mac and cheese, and things Jell-O. Like that, right? Jell-O. Did you bite your cheeks at all or tongue? Did that take some getting used to?
I will say, one of the other major things for after getting them in and beginning to try to eat, I did bite my cheek a lot. I did bite my tongue. I bit my lips. I'm still biting my lips and tongue now and then. And I'm just like, dang it, Alex, come on. We should be over that by now. But it happens. Everyone bites their cheek and tongue now and then.
I mean, hey, I have not had dental implant surgery. I still occasionally bite my lip, bite my cheek, bite my tongue. And anytime it happens, I'm like, oh,
Albeit, yes, it does take a little bit of time to get used to. There is going to be experiences and setbacks when you're trying to bite into stuff that you just aren't ready for yet. After everything heals up and you've done your soft food diet, it gets so much better.
So would you say that for the topic of eating after getting dental implants in these first 6 months, do the pros outweigh the cons?
I would say definitely. After about a little bit of time and letting everything settle in, the pros so much outweigh the cons. Biting steak, burgers, trail mix. I actually enjoy eating almonds again. And I hated eating almonds because of my poor teeth. I have the ability to eat whatever I want.
Steak, trail mix, almonds. Keep it going. What else? What else are you enjoying eating again?
My partner's cooking all of the Mexican food, everything that they make.
Little chips and salsa, tacos.
Yes, chips and salsa. What else? One of the big things, fresh fruit. I was just laughing about this recently. I ate my first apple in over a decade. Imagine that. You having to slice your apple or eat applesauce and taking a nice crispy apple and just biting into it again. I won't say I cried, but I thought about crying.
Oh, I love that. It's like its own Disney movie, right? Like you get these beautiful new teeth and you like, look at this apple and I can eat this apple again. I'm excited for you. It sounds like, I know we were coming into this episode to talk about your three big frustrations with your dental implants in these first 6 months, which really is just the beginning of this journey for you. But it sounds like the frustrations are pretty minimal compared to the benefits that you're experiencing. The increased confidence, being able to talk with people confidently at work, now being able to eat your favorite foods again, steak and tacos. And it just sounds like you are over the moon happy about the overall decision to get dental implants.
I would agree. Yeah, it definitely was scary at first just thinking about it. But the pros so well take over any worries or frustrations. Being able to eat, being able to smile, being able to be confident in when I talk to folks that they can hear me and there's no lisp and I look more the part when I'm speaking. Eating all those soft or hard foods that I just couldn't do that before, just it means the world to me, and having that ability to do those now. And how easy everything is, and how easy everything was from start to finish. It's beyond words of how amazing it can be.
Well, I'm very happy for you, Alex, and I'm really happy for this new chapter that you've started in your life. What advice would you give somebody who's maybe watching or listening to this podcast today, and they're thinking about getting dental implants? What advice would you give them?
Some of the advice that I would definitely give to someone that has any fears, worries, or even is just searching in the market, trust them. Trust Nuvia. I would agree. Look at the Facebook club. The Nuvia Smile Makers Club really sets the stage of what to expect when you even step into an office. They let you know it's okay. You're gonna be all right. They're gonna take care of you. They're gonna make sure that you have that glorious Nuvia smile when you come out, finally, when everything's done. And yeah, it's made every bit of my life so much better, having the ability to smile and be confident in my smile with these Nuvia teeth again.
Well, I can feel the confidence right here through our computer screen. So I want to thank you for joining us today. And also, don't forget to click the link below for Nuvia's free cost and information guide. It's packed with a ton of information. It's a great resource and a great starting place for you to be if you're thinking that dental implants are right for you. Thanks again so much for joining us. And until next time,
keep smiling.
If you found today's episode valuable, please consider giving us a rating or leaving us a review. It helps others discover the same information you did today.